There are movies and TV shows that predict what's to come, and that sometimes we can't stop what's happening or what's coming. Predictive programming is more than just showing us moving pictures. They're literally programming us to be complacent in the inhumanity that's to follow. That's why there are video games that foster the very meaning of every man for himself. There are games that, in one way or another, glorify the evils going on in the world. And there are games that tell a very dark perception when it comes to humanity itself. Every item, every book, everything that we found joy in this world has been hijacked. The movement for a better world has been hijacked by something known as the Council of 300. We failed to see that we were being prepped for the end of our society, filled with jovial celebration in exchange for a scanner darkly. Let us be aware of the clear and present danger of being so accepting of these abuses against us. I don't know where we lost our zeal for demanding better, or the fact that we are tumbling into a modernized Auschwitz, but if you were to imagine such a world of turmoil where there are heroes, you would be hopeful. In a world of anime, of course. If we were to focus on shifting reality, imagine what could happen. The distractions itself are a weapon to keep us from advancing our minds to actually change the course of humanity for the better. It has been proven that this has happened before. The very same patterns. Yet, the same behaviors are doomed to repeat because of a boiling pot of misplaced frustrations and assumptions that have fueled brutal policies that further worsen the overall issue. In less than a couple of years, we have had a loss of control over affordable housing, vital medical services, financial emergency assistance, and other important issues needed for a substandard quality of life. The laws have never been in the right place for those continuously oppressed by such policies. In conclusion, the way that the policies were implemented casts a darker outcome on the majority of the population. Yet there are still the same tired decisions with the same entity that really just doesn't give a care about the fate of the enemies. It's weird. But just imagine for one moment if we could change the outcome of many situations. If we simply just let our mind travel, relieve some stress, and be able to actually figure out some solutions in our everyday lives. The one thing is that we do have some type of ability to change the outcome of our situations. We just need to listen to the sounds of the universe, the source. That's what progressive thinking really is. A mind that is closed off from expansive thinking is a mind wasted. Life gives us these fleeting lessons to motivate us to question everything about our existence and why it matters to do right by one another. But if the condition is too strong, not even the basic wisdom of a dying woman will sway the mass population. But that's fine. That's okay. Until next time, stand up, stand out, or stand down. Your choice.